Hi, I'm Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm talking about books about street addresses, which actually has a much more interesting history than you might expect. The first one I'm going to mention talks about the history of every street in Albany, New York. Cradle of the Union, A Street-by-Street History of New York's Capital City by Eric Schlimmer, S-C-H-L-I-M-M-E-R, goes through an alphabetical order for all the streets in Albany. What I found most interesting was that he talks about the various clusters of street names. The Bird Streets, where we have Partridge and Hawk and Dove and many others. The Wood Streets, Crestwood, Pitch Pine, Edgewood, Cherry, many things. One piece that he talked about that I found really interesting was that there actually is a street in Albany called Egg Salad Road, named in honor of Hellman's Mayonnaise, which had its beginning here in Albany. It was part of a Dutch menu, and it was after Janice Stratz Hellman invented mayonnaise, she combined it with eggs and invented egg salad. Egg Salad Road used to be called Throne Street, according to Cradle of the Union, paying homage to the King of England. And if you read through all 370 plus pages of the book, you'll find that there's a number of streets that originally honored royalty that got changed after the Revolution. So another piece that I thought was interesting in this was the history of the name Hackett Boulevard. It's now an elegant street. It's named after William Hackett, who was a Democrat who won the Albany mayoral election of 1921. And according to the book, he was a businessman, banker, and lawyer who, despite winning the mayoral race, was plagued by election time scandals, including billing for coal that was never delivered to the city, building school number 14 in an unsafe fashion, and overseeing below-board sewer and paving jobs. Hackett Middle School on Delaware Avenue is named for this politician, the naming taking place in 1926 when the school was built, and he was still mayor. So it just goes to show that just as history is written by the winners, that street names are assigned by those in power. The second book I want to mention is called The Address Book, What Street Addresses Reveal About Identity, Race, Wealth, and Power by Deirdre Mask. It's from 2020, and it's a fascinating, at least to me, history of the idea of naming streets, how it started out as assigning addresses in order to collect taxes. But what I like about this is it goes more, as you might guess from the subtitle, it goes more deeply into the political issues related to street addresses, looking at how street addresses may transform the slums in Calcutta, India. Could street addresses stop an academic in Haiti? Looking at origins in Rome, London, Vienna, Philadelphia, Korea, and Japan. And more importantly, it has a whole chapter talking about how do you live without an address and the impact of having an address on people who are homeless. It means that they can apply for benefits, they can apply for jobs, they can identify themselves as real people. And the third book I'm going to talk about expands from addresses to, quote, a walk around the block, stoplight secrets, mischievous squirrels, manhole mysteries, and other stuff you see every day and know nothing about. This is another 2020 book, and it is a wonderful look to help you. Once you read this book, you'll have a better sense of the world around you and will look around with new eyes. One of the chapters is on the United States Postal Service, so how things get delivered to addresses. given the challenges for the U.S. Postal Service these days, it's interesting to have a little background on how it works and how the sorting works and how things get to our addresses. So I hope that this look at three books about addresses will have you thinking beyond your GPS system, looking around at the world around you. I'm Bria Barthel, talking about books for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Keep reading.